secular on the road in Israel, a major victory out of the Supreme Court of the United States, and an important development on the issue of the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, J. Seculo.
I will fight.
Seculo Live. This is Drew Ryan, Director of Government Affairs here at the ACLJ in Washington, D.C. The noise you hear in the background, we're actually trying to connect with Jay, who is still over in Israel. In fact, he is traveling back from the northern border. He'll be there for a few more days. I'm joined in studio by Than Bennett, Deputy Director of the Government Affairs team, as well as Colby May, who directs our D.C. office. And folks, we are in a big fight right now against the Fairness Doctrine. We had actually a victory yesterday, and that's how we started the show with a little tease on that. And that is one of the four Republicans that had yet to sign the discharge petition in support of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. That was Tim Johnson of Illinois, actually added his name late in the day yesterday. So that brings us to 196 signatures. We are 22 short. We are going to keep pushing on this. We have a few more days before Congress recesses for the 4th of July. Then they will come back after a one-week recess, and we really have 4 weeks in there to get the remaining 22 signatures, as well as actually get a recorded vote on the House floor. Folks, I got to tell you, the fight is heading in the right direction. One, we're getting more people on the discharge petition. And then also, and I think this is very important, Than, we are actually getting Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on record. As we talked about yesterday on radio, this is something that's been behind the scenes. They've not said publicly. And yet yesterday, she said two things. One, I'm not going to let Mike Pence's bill have a vote on the floor. And two, yes, I do support the return of the Fairness Doctrine.
This is very significant, Drew, and I think you're right to start us out by talking about Tim Johnson adding his name to the petition. We are only 22 short of the 218 we need. However, only four of those can come from Republicans, so at least 18 of them need to come from Democrats. And in order for them to come from Democrats, it's going to have to take members who oppose the Fairness Doctrine standing against Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who yesterday made it very clear that not only is she going to oppose the Broadcaster Freedom Act, but she's going to hold any of her members accountable who actually buck her on this, who actually support the Broadcaster Freedom Act. We need to call out the members, two of which, Jason Altmaier and John Yarmuth, they are co-sponsors of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. There is no reason that they shouldn't be on the discharge petition. They answer to their constituents, not to Speaker Pelosi.
Than, that's right. And I know we're trying to get Jay on the phone. We're going to try and come back with him into the second segment to kind of give us an update of what's going on in Israel.
I'm actually there, Jay. Now. I don't know if you can hear me okay, but can you hear me okay?
We can hear you, Jay. We've got about 2 minutes before break.
Okay, great, guys. So listen, I just have returned from the border of Israel and Syria and then Israel and Lebanon, but I wanted to get on, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment of the program. Obviously, an important development in the Fairness Doctrine, also a big development at the Supreme Court of the United States, and that is the court issued the much-awaited and long-awaited Supreme Court ruling on the Second Amendment case. This was a D.C. ordinance that prohibited individual possession of firearms. And the court ruled in the favor that we advocated. We filed a brief in that case in favor of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to the citizens to bear arms, and the court in a 5-4 decision did just that. So a major development there. A major development also. So, Drew, as you mentioned, on the Fairness Doctrine, that's quite significant with the with Jim Johnson coming in. So some really important developments. We'll take everybody's calls. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk about the right to bear arms, if you want to talk about the victory, at least this development in the Fairness Doctor, if you want to talk about Israel, you can give us a call at 800-684-3110.
Folks, and that's what we're talking about today. That's what we do here at the ACLJ. You've got Jay on the road right now over in Israel, bringing you an update from Israel. We've got some news on the brief that we filed in this Heller case on the right to bear arms, an update on the Fairness Doctrine, a lot going on in Washington, D.C. today and in this past week, a lot more that's going to go on in the month of July as we really head towards that August recess. And as I have said over the last few days on radio, after the August recess, a lot does not happen legislatively afterwards. That's why we need to push hard and get all 218 signatures on the Fairness Doctrine. To do that, give us a call at 877-989-2255. But folks, we want to hear from you. Who do your members of Congress answer to? You, the constituents, or the leadership? Give us a call, 800-684-3110. We'll be right with you after this break.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Defending freedom is the paramount interest of every member of the American Congress. I urge my Democrat colleagues to take a stand for freedom. Oppose the Democrat leadership's plan to censor the airwaves of American talk radio and American Christian radio. Sign the discharge petition for broadcast freedom and help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Those are the words of Mike Pence. This is Jay Sekulow. I'm coming to you from Israel on the way back from the border of Syria and Lebanon, on the way back to Haifa. It's an important development here I want to talk about in Israel, but also we've got a major development both at the Supreme Court of the United States and on the Fairness Doctrine. As with regard to the Heller decision, let me go right to Colby May. The Second Amendment case involving the issue of the right to bear arms has come out, and Colby, was an important victory. Close call, 5-4, but a major development and a major decision from Justice Scalia.
A major decision, Jay. 5-4 is absolutely right. Just goes to show you how important these judicial nominees and appointments are going to be in the next several years. But in this decision, we can celebrate that, in fact, the court determined that in any standard of scrutiny, the absolute ban on handguns, which is the gun of selection for private and home defense, cannot be absolutely banned in the District of Columbia without violating the Second Amendment, and that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to bear arms. Very, very important, Jay, and something that I think we'll see reverberate now through the states as they try to contend with that.
Yeah, interestingly, folks, the American Center for Justice, we filed a brief on that case because we believe that the Constitution should be fulfilled, and the Second Amendment to us was clear, and the Supreme Court, fortunately, by a 5-4 vote, agreed with us. So good news there. And also, we just heard the words of Congressman Mike Pence regarding the Fairness Doctrine. House Leader Nancy Pelosi saying she wants the Fairness Doctrine to be voted on, and she wants it passed, which will do significant damage to conservative and Christian radio throughout the United States. But, folks, here's what we've got to do. We're seeing that. We've seen a little bit of a victory in the Fairness Doctrine as far as the development goes, and that is another congressman. We need a number of signatures. I think it's 22 is what Vance said, and the fact is we just got another Republican that signed it. We need a breakthrough on the Democratic side. It is a number of Democrats voted for the Broadcast Freedom Act. We now need them to vote for a discharge petition. But here's the good news, and here's the important news. your voice. I'm coming to you from Israel. Our guys are coming to you from Washington, D.C. So we're literally covering the globe. We want to make sure these voices are heard. And we know that Nancy Pelosi really has drawn this issue in. A lot of radio is talking about this because she's emphatically stated she wants a return of so-called fairness, which is nothing fair at all. It's censorship is what it really is. But here's what I want you to do, folks. We are giving these petitions and these names updated to congressional offices, and you saw with your voice speaking out, another congressman signing on yesterday. It can make a difference if you speak out. Here's the phone number. 1-877-989-2255. Now, I'm coming to you from Israel. I'm driving back from the border of Syria and Lebanon. But, Drew, you guys take it from here. My phone's going out a little bit. You all take it from here, folks. But very important that we hear from you. Call your name to add it to that petition at 1-877-989-2255.
Well, Jay, it was great having you on, folks. We're going to carry it from here. What we are up against is this, the fight against the Fairness Doctrine. We have 196 signatures. Tim Johnson from Illinois added his name late in the day yesterday. We need 218. We need to hear from you. Jay gave the number. I'm going to give it again. To sign that petition, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org, add your name online. And again, folks, I give you the challenge. If you have already done this, get your family and friends to do so. Get 5 or 10 friends. Get their names on that petition. We are hand-delivering these right now, letting members of Congress know they answer to you, not to their leadership. And we need to hear from you folks. We also want to hear about what you're thinking about the Fairness Doctrine, also about this great decision from the Supreme Court on Second Amendment. To give us a call today, 800-684-3110. We're actually going to go right to the phones. John from North Carolina is calling in on line 3. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to let all our conservative friends know to talk to their liberal friends about that level of listening to NPR. That station will be affected by the quote-unquote Fairness Doctrine as well, as people like Tavis Smiley and others would have to have face-off, face-to-face with Rush Limbaugh or their conservative talk show hosts on their same stations.
Well, John, that is a great point. In fact, you know, at the press conference a couple weeks ago on this very issue, when a reporter tried to peg radio talk show host Laura Ingraham on, well, you're just doing this because you're a conservative, you feel like it's going to hurt the conservative talk shows, and that's the only reason you're in this fight. And she said, absolutely not. She's like, this will hurt liberals, this will hurt moderates, this will hurt conservatives. I am in this fight, she said, because it is a First Amendment fight. And I tell you what, when we see Than, the statements made by Nancy Pelosi, and folks, we need to emphasize how far left Nancy Pelosi, the current Speaker of the House, is from the majority of the mainstream of America, not on just this issue, but a host of others. When we see her, Than, start talking about how she wants to see the Fairness Doctrine reimplemented, and also, too, how she is going to fight against Mike Pence's Broadcaster Freedom Act by simply not letting it out of committee or get an up or down vote on the House floor, we know the die is cast, and this is going to be a fight to the finish.
Well, and the reality, Drew, is she's just afraid of the debate, because when the debate comes to the floor, when it's in front of the American people, she loses every time. She lost by a vote of 309 to 115 last year. And just to reiterate the last caller's point, this is why professional broadcasters on all sides of the issue oppose the Fairness Doctrine. Sean Hannity and Alan Colbs don't agree on much, but you know what they agree on? They agree on the fact that the Fairness Doctrine is a bad idea because good programs like theirs that discuss controversial issues come off the air because broadcasters don't want to have to deal with the hassle, with the litigation, with the expense of putting the opposing programming on. So it's not a left-right issue. Nancy Pelosi is trying to make it that, and we need to make sure the members of her caucus represent their constituents, not her interests.
Well, and Than, you touched on something. Last year, over 300 members of the House, over 110 Democrats, voted for a one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. Now, folks, I want to be very clear with you on this, because some of you have been calling your Democrat members' offices and been getting this response. You know what? I already voted for a moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. I don't need to add my name to this discharge petition. Folks, let me be very clear in how I say this. You are being misled by your member of Congress if they're saying that to you. They voted for a one-year moratorium last year. The discharge petition that we are talking about and Mike Pence's Broadcaster Freedom Act permanently eliminates the Fairness Doctrine. That's why it's so critical that we do this now during the 110th. Folks, if you haven't added your name to this petition, please do so. Get your friends, get your family to do it with you. To do so, call us at 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and add your name online. Also, today, give us a call while we are here live on radio. Let us know what you're thinking about the Fairness Doctrine and the Second Amendment case that came out today from the Supreme Court. We're going to kind of be bouncing back and forth between the issues. Give us a call at 800-684-3110. 3110. We're going to go right back to the phones. John, another John from North Carolina, is calling in on line 4. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. I wanted people to realize that, you know, that 5-4 decision for the Second Amendment was only 5-4. And it brings to mind also the last big 5-4 decision about the prisoners in Guantanamo giving non-citizen rights, where the majority did not cite the Constitution because they could not, but they cited instead foreign law. And this brings up a couple of questions about, does Congress need to pass some kind of law that says you're not going to make a major change that's going to be against the Constitution by doing 5-4 decisions? Should it be changed to a requirement of 6-3, or should there be some mechanism to recall Supreme Court justices for failing to follow the Constitution itself that they are sworn to uphold?
Well, John, I really appreciate your call. In fact, you could have been a fly on the wall as we were talking about this very issue before we went live on radio. And Colby, John makes a great point. We're seeing a lot of 5-4 decisions from the Supreme Court on major issues, whether it's the terrorist habeas rights that, in fact, we're seeing a new story today where there are some of these detainees in Gitmo literally filing cases in the federal courts today, whether it's the Second Amendment rights, a 5-4 decision. And I got to tell you, fantastic majority opinion by Justice Scalia, literally laying out the textual argument for the Second Amendment. And also, a lot of people need to realize there will probably be 3 Supreme Court justices that the next president will appoint.
Well, you put your finger right on it. I mean, what this underscores is that when every major decision is 5-4, then the next nominees are going to be, you know, the real decision makers on what it is that's happening. And so you've got to remember that whenever you decide what you're going to do with your vote and how you're going to cast your vote. With regard to whether Congress should come in and sort of change the standard on major decisions about constitutional issues, the reality is that everything that comes to the Supreme Court generally has some kind of constitutional flavor to it. And so I wouldn't be an advocate for changing the standard to be something like a supermajority 7-2, 6-3. I think leave it at 5-4 and remember that it therefore can be resolved politically by the body politic, by voting, and that's where the control should be. In your hands, not the court's hands, and so use that power accordingly to make sure you get the right and conservative kind of judges on the court.
Well, folks, I'm talking about speaking of having the power in your hand. That's the fight we're against. We've been talking about Nancy Pelosi. She's the Speaker of the House. Others to mention, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. You've also got another member of leadership, Rahm Emanuel, who are really cracking down on their Democrat members, those 110, 112 that actually voted for the one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine last year, who refused to let even one, even some of these Democrats who are co-sponsors, John Yarmuth of Kentucky, Jason Altmaier of Pennsylvania, refuse to let them sign the discharge petition to simply allow an up or down vote on Mike Pence's Broadcaster Freedom Act that would permanently eliminate the Fairness Doctrine. Members need to know. Who do they answer to? You, the listeners, who are also their constituents, who are their voters that vote them in or vote them out of office. Folks, we need to hear from you. Put your name on the petition today, 877-989-2255. Again, that's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and add your name online. We'll be back with you after this break.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real.
I'm not alright. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. This goes out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows. Visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family. It is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
Asked yesterday if she supported reviving the Fairness Doctrine, Speaker Nancy Pelosi replied, quote, yes. She told a meeting at the Christian Science Monitor that the Broadcaster Freedom Act would not receive a vote because, quote, the interest of my caucus is the reverse.
Folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Drew Ryan. I'm sitting in for Jay. If you have been with us for the entire show, Jay is still over in Israel, in fact, coming back from the northern border, driving back down to Haifa, and he's still going to be there meeting with government officials for the next couple of days, joined by Than Bennett here in our D.C. offices, as well as Colby May, who directs our D.C. offices. We're talking about a couple different things. Major case, decision handed down by the Supreme Court today regarding the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, a 5-4 decision in favor of a textual interpretation of the Constitution. If it says that we have a right, an individual right to bear arms, guess what? That's what it means. Fantastic decision written by Justice Scalia. The other issue we're talking about is the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, we ended that last segment talking about how we need to hear from you. I'm going to start it with, we need to hear from you. Put your name on the petition today. It's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Also, folks, I want you to give us a call. Let us know what you are thinking. In fact, the phone lines are jammed right now, but give us a call, 800-684-3110. We're going to go right to the phones. Jordan from Illinois is calling in on line 6. Jordan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for having me on. Calling to you proudly from Congressman Shimkus's district.
Ah, great conservative, great conservative. Jordan, thanks for calling in.
Hey, I would like to make a point that the Democratic Party today is out of control. We've seen that they've always tried to sacrifice the rights of the individual in favor of the power of the central government, but to actually attempt to censor and regulate what goes on privately sponsored radio from the floor of Congress is a blatant disregard for the rights of the people. And now I heard on Rush Limbaugh the other day that there are actually liberal officials calling to bring up on charges members of oil companies just for policy differences on global warming. It's shades of the old Soviet Union and Joe Stalin.
Well, Jordan, you know, you make some great points. In fact, we were talking about this over commercial break that you're beginning to see, and especially in the case of Nancy Pelosi, who is the current Speaker of the House, a lot of Democrats who are getting a little drunk with power. Not only do they see the lay of the land right now in the majority that they have, but they also think that in the House alone, they're going to pick up another margin of 30 seats. They think they're going to pick up another 5 seats in the Senate. And guess what? They think Barack Obama is going to win the White House. And, you know, Than, kind of looping this all together, speaking of Barack Obama, we actually saw an official statement from his spokesman today concerning the Fairness Doctrine, saying, hey, in no way does Barack Obama support the return of it. And yet, I got to tell you, you look at his two closest friends, his two lieutenants in the Senate, John Kerry and Dick Durbin, from your home state of Illinois, Dick Durbin, they have been very public in their support of the Fairness Doctrine. And I tell you what, there is a huge difference between where John McCain's coming from on this issue and Barack Obama.
Well, you're right, Drew. And being from Illinois, I was especially interested to see the statement that Barack Obama's press secretary put out. He put out this statement that said that Barack considers this debate on the Fairness Doctrine to be a distraction from the conversation we should be having about opening up the airwaves and modernizing communications to as many diverse views as possible. Well, that should be great news, because the left is already expecting Barack Obama, if elected, to reimplement the Fairness Doctrine through the FCC. But here's the problem, Drew. Barack Obama's actions, they don't match his words. See, there is a companion version of the Broadcast Freedom Act over in the Senate. It's S-1748. It's sponsored by Norm Coleman of Minnesota. Guess what? Barack Obama refuses to support it. He refuses to co-sponsor it. So if this is more than rhetoric, if this is something that Barack Obama actually believes, if he opposes the Fairness Doctrine, there's a mechanism for him to prevent it from coming back. It's S-1748, and he refuses to sign it. So it's time that we
asks for actions and not words from him.
Well, again, folks, that's what we're doing here. In fact, right before radio, I saw Than burning up the keyboard on his computer trying to run down this information to see where Barack Obama was on the Senate version of the fight against the Fairness Doctrine. And guess what? Talk is cheap. Put his name, if he is serious against fighting against the Fairness Doctrine, we are calling on him right now from J Secular Live, co-sponsor the Senate version of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Folks, we got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to go right back to the phones. Kevin from Virginia is calling in. Kevin, welcome to J Secular Live.
Hey, guys. I just had a comment as far as the 110 Democrats that signed the one-year moratorium. I think it's awfully suspicious now that all 110 have suddenly jumped the fence. And, you know, if their constituents are calling in and asking them to sign the release and they will not do it, well, then they need to give us a legitimate reason why they won't do that.
Well, Kevin, you've hit it right on the head, and in fact, that is the problem. They are trying to get away. In fact, we know from one of you, the listeners, that you called Congressman Heath Shuler from North Carolina and asked him to get on the discharge petition. The response, and we're actually hearing this from other Democrat members' offices, hey, we already voted for the moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. We don't need to put our name on the discharge petition. I tell you what, we're calling out a skunk, and that is this, that the Democrat leadership has told their members to tell your constituents one of two things. One, you already voted for it. You don't need to put your name on the discharge petition. The vote they are referring to is the one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. That runs out in a few weeks. And I tell you what, if the Democrats want to permanently eliminate the Fairness Doctrine, they will let their members sign this discharge petition. But they're not going to let them, because we saw very public statements from Nancy Pelosi, current Speaker of the House, saying, well, no, I'm not going to let Mike Pence's Broadcaster Freedom Act get to the floor. And two, yes, I do want to see a return of the Fairness Doctrine. So, folks, it is contingent upon you, the listeners of this show, constituents, voters, to call your member of Congress. First, get your name on the petition. To do that, call us at 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and add your name there. And while you're there in the spotlight section, pull up the members of Congress who voted for the moratorium last year but refused to add their name to the discharge petition. Folks, you have listened. You have called your members. In fact, we had a little bit of movement today from Tim Johnson in Illinois, one of the four Republicans who refused to sign the discharge petition. Late in the day yesterday, he added his name. We're at 196 signatures. We need 218. We're going to go right back to the phones. Bill from Michigan is calling in. Bill, welcome to J Secular Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say you guys remind me of our people in the war that are fighting for our freedoms. You're just fabulous what you're doing. Just, we pray for you all the time. We have a group here in town of other churches that got together. We pray for you all the time. Just keep up the fight. But my question was just answered by you. Can we know the number, the 110 that are on the list? And you just said it's on your website, so I'll look that up.
Bill, and in fact, I want to encourage you, and I appreciate you calling in and giving those encouraging words. We appreciate the prayers. Keep praying for Jay as he's over in Israel, praying for us here in Washington, D.C., as we fight the good fight behind the scenes. We're going to win. I got to tell you, when the truth is made known, and when you, the listeners, pay attention to what is going on, and you start calling your members, that's when we win. When the American populace pays attention to what their members are doing in Washington, D.C., and holds them accountable, that's when the truth wins. Folks, we need to add your names to this petition. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Bill just mentioned it. While you're there in the spotlight section, look at the list of the members of Congress who last year who actually voted for a one-year moratorium, yet refused to sign the discharge petition. And I just have to say this one more time. If you call your member and they tell you, hey, I already voted for a moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine, I don't need to add my name to the discharge petition, tell them they are incorrect and to stop listening to their leadership. They are accountable to you. What's going on is these members are being told by their leadership, tell your constituents this. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. If they voted for a one-year moratorium, they should also vote for a permanent elimination of the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, we are hearing from you by the thousands. I want to encourage you, keep calling in. Keep adding your name to that petition. Get your friends and family to do the same. We are hand-delivering these petitions. In fact, you know what? We've got a call quickly from Elizabeth, who's actually an email question. She said that online petitions are not acceptable to Congress or any other organization. That is another lie that the Democrats are trying to put out. That is not true. You put your name on that petition. We will hand-deliver it. Members of Congress will pay attention.
Folks, again, we're going to win this fight, but we need you to respond. To do so, add your name to the petition, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org, add your name online. We are going to win this fight. We need to hear from you. We need to hold members of Congress accountable and let them know that you, the voters, are paying attention to what they're doing in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back with you tomorrow.